The millennial demographic is kicking in, providing quite a tailwind to economic growth with its spending power. And investors looking to cash in on their growing clout need to start betting on businesses that actually cater to them. So what are the companies expected to be boosted by the unique traits of these particular consumers in the South African context? Joining me in studio with his opinion, Bright Khumalo of Vestact. Bright, thanks so much for joining us today. So we've got records showing that in 2018, the millennial will have the most spending power of any generation. How much of that statistic is applicable in South Africa, where we're sitting with an extremely high unemployment rate? And I feel like it's an important caveat when talking about this topic and determining how much of their consumption story is actually driving consumption in South Africa.
Yes, I mean, you're quite right. Baby boomers are sort of, you know, getting older, and their income generating abilities is sort of slowing down, and millennials are sort of taking over into that. And it quite definitely applies into South Africa, because even though inequality and youth unemployment is very high, but we're seeing that a lot of middle class homes are actually getting lifted up by millennials in their homes. You know, these people are the first ones to go to university, the first ones to get a job as a professional. Some of these millennials, you know, they're CAs, they're doctors, they're lawyers. It's an interesting and fun time to be actually be in South Africa.
So today, certainly a market that companies need to pay attention to in terms of their wants. They want fast delivery, efficient services, remote interaction with service providers, technological experiences. They're very experience-driven on the whole. What immediately crops up as a company that is set up to leverage off that kind of market?
So it depends on, you know, what industry you're talking about. Like you're saying, millennials don't like, you know, going out to go buy stuff. If you can just click it on the internet, what's the whole point of going and looking for things, you know? In South Africa, there's a few companies, and obvious ones that come to mind are companies like FNB, which is, you know, banks which focus on stuff like bank budgeting. And but there's lots of apps like that as well. You have the FNB app, obviously. You have the Old Mutual 22/7 app, which helps you track your budgeting, and it tells you what your net worth is and what you're spending more on. I mean, you can look line by line what you're spending your money on, and it can help you actually you know, move money out of that account into some form of a savings account within the app. So while you're spending, you can even set rules that while you're spending, X amount goes to you know, this investment account. I mean, there are products like that. It's not just unique to South Africa, just that we are ahead of the curve. If you look at, you know, during the financial crisis, the UK was forced to form something called the sandbox, where they allowed licenses, you know, they were giving licenses to these young innovative companies, banking licenses, that is. That gave birth to what we call today, you know, challenger banks.
Yeah.
Those banks are, you know, seamless digital banks, you know, where they're free to operate. So, I mean, like, you know, you don't have any bank charges. Well, some of them you do have bank charges, but they're usually on average 8% lower than, you know, your traditional banks. I mean, these are contactless, so there's no ATMs.
Absolutely.
It's incredible what they're doing, and you can actually transact worldwide with these banks. They're not just like, you know, American banks, most of them are limited to America.
And changing the landscape, you know, that competitive landscape very, very quickly. So even the likes of an FNB has had to come to the party, even if it didn't want to. I mean, I saw the other day millennials may be more accurately called the selfie generation, and you've got FNB actually tapping into that, introducing a switch to FNB with a selfie.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, so basically how it works, it's not just FNB as well here. There's a company called Monzo, part of the challenger banks I'm referring to, Monzo, Revolut, and N26. So basically you take a selfie, you sign up, and to put on your supporting docs, you just take you know, like a picture of that, and you submit it to it. And the following day, literally, the card is on the mail with your name on it.
Having said all of that, we've got this generation also holding a certain a very specific value system, and we see that come in, you know, with the introduction of being eco-friendly.
Shopping with a conscience.
Exactly, shopping with a conscience. You've
being
got
ethical.
The likes of McDonald's and Starbucks doing away, of course, with straws. For one, and consumers, moving in that direction. Having said that, though, you've got to be selective, because you've got the likes of a Starbucks sitting in the taste holding stable and certainly not paying off as anticipated.
Definitely, I wouldn't buy taste holding today, but I would buy Starbucks directly. You can buy that because it's a listed company in the US. That's a perfect example. You know, the problem with straws is that they're very small, they're plastic items, they're hard to recycle, and they end up in oceans most of the time, and then, you know, polluting that environment. And, you know, then you have the companies like Kawai, Starbucks coming with a sippy cup version of your tea or coffee that you're buying from the company, or your smoothie for that matter. So it's a very interesting concept. Another company that's playing in that industry is Nike and Adidas, Nutrition, Health and Wellness. Basically, they're making these soles of their shoes, their tackies, or sneakers, if you want to call them that. Adidas has something called, I think it's called the Blue Ocean. It's interesting because it's all basically recycled items that they put around the shoe. And the shoe is as good as any other sneaker, and it's amazing.
Right.
And you feel better by wearing this sneaker.
Absolutely.
You know, you have a bounce in your step.
And of course, that was Bright Kumalo from Vestax.